We have heard the wonderful realizations from His Holiness Niranjan Swami and His Holiness Devamrita Swami in regard to the importance of this very auspicious day of Nityananda Trayodasi. According to Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur,
there are 2 days that are supremely holy in the hearts of the fortunate souls of our line of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That is the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya and the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The special opulence of Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the infinite extent of His mercy. Within this world, there are many laws of the government, laws of nature, under which are the laws of karma, where justice is met according to our activities, or we may say qualification. Justice seeks qualification. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. However, mercy is without any limits. Mercy seeks no qualifications in its object. Mercy extends itself to anyone and everyone who simply has eagerness to accept it and faith. We have heard from these 2 great Maharajas about the activities of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous, the most merciful of all incarnations. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauradvesheman. Yet through Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya expanded His mercy even beyond His own. We will discuss briefly this evening the nature of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. But first, it is very important to understand who He is. Srila Naranjan Swami has very eloquently explained. Brajendra Nandana Jay Shachishuta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai. The son of Nanda Maharaj appeared as the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya. And Balaramji has appeared as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram is the original expansion of Lord Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, save and except Balaram's eternal lila is to serve and facilitate Lord Krishna. From Balaram comes Narayan of Vaikuntha, the quadruple expansion of Vasudev, Aniruddha, Prajumana, and Shankarshan. From Balaram comes Karunodakshayi Vishnu, or Mahavishnu, who is the super soul of the entire cosmic manifestation. From Balaram emanates Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, who is the supersoul of every universe. From Balaram expands Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, who is the supersoul within the heart of every living entity. From Balaram expands Shankarshan, Anantashesha. Anantashesha is holding all the universes on his hoods. And Shankarshan expands in every possible way to render service to the Supreme Lord. So it is this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Balaramji, who is the source of all other avatars that appeared in this world as Nityananda Prabhu. Why did he appear in this world? Srila Narottam Das Thakur explains, he appeared in this world simply to give what his name represents, Nityananda. People are suffering in this world. Even people who are thinking that they are enjoying, they are in a condition of imminent suffering. We have seen people who have everything that they could possibly want as far as material things. And then one day they find they have some disease where they're about to suffer and die. Or they die in a plane crash or a car crash or a loved one. Padam padam yadvi padam natesham. This is a world where there is danger at every step for everyone, without exception. Therefore, there can be no real happiness in this world. In this beautiful song that Prabhupada so often quoted, Narottam Das Thakur is explaining that this world is like a blazing fire. All living entities in this world, whether they're conscious of it or not, they are being scorched by the blazing heat of material existence. And there is no material adjustment that can be made to relieve that heat. When it is summertime, we may go to a hill station, or we might buy an air conditioning unit to think we can get some temporary relief. But there is no material adjustment that can solve the problem of material suffering. But one who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu gets eternal shelter. Because his feet are refreshingly cool, like tens and millions of full moons. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we can realize the eternal aspiration of our heart, unending bliss. And how does he do so? Because Nityananda Prabhu, as the original spiritual master, Balaram, lays the foundation in our spiritual lives so that we can easily approach the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. To approach Lord Chaitanya is to enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu establishes that relationship of the soul with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he does not consider qualification or disqualification. He is the embodiment of causeless mercy. The Supreme Lord, the source of Narayan and Vaikuntha, the source of Ram, the source of Narasingha, the source of Varaha Dev, that is Nityananda Prabhu. But instead of tearing the demons apart with his nails, instead of severing their limbs with his arrows, he comes with straw between his teeth, with folded hands, going door to door, begging even the sinners who have rejected Lord Chaitanya, please, please take the name of Gauranga. Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda Prabhu that tell everyone to chant the name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and speak about Krishna. Nityananda gave that message, but in his own special way. Bajo Gaurango, Kaho Gaurango, Laho Gaurango Namre. Chant the name of Gauranga. Worship Gauranga and speak about Gauranga. And anyone who does so becomes my life and soul. Because Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, so magnanimous. Nityananda's, according to our acharyas, every particle of his existence was simply in the service for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda Prabhu knew the heart of Sri Chaitanya perfectly. And therefore, he rolled on the ground in tears, begging the insignificant sinful jivas, please accept the name of Lord Chaitanya. Accept the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. In Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Nityananda Prabhu that instruction to preach the glories of the holy name to everyone and anyone. Previously, Nityananda Prabhu did not preach at all because he was the servant of Mahaprabhu. He would not try to deliver anyone without the instruction and blessing of his master. And when he got that instruction, he became the greatest of the generals of Lord Chaitanya's army. He attacked the strongest, most powerful points within the lines of the enemy. Yes, he would give mercy indiscriminately, but he especially concentrated on those persons who are the most sinful, the most fallen, the most misusing their independent free will. And giving them the chance to go back home, back to Godhead. In the story of Jagai and Madhai, this is so illustriously manifested. The whole town of Navadvip feared Jagai and Madhai. And even when Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas approached them, everyone was warning them, don't go near these demons. They will kill you. But Nityananda Prabhu, with tears of compassion, went to those drunken meat eaters who were murderers, rapists, and robbers. He felt love for them. Who could love Jagai and Madhai? They were so abusive, so harsh, so cruel. They killed Brahmins, they killed Chandalas, they killed anybody, no discrimination. They would rape the wives of Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, anyone. They were merciless. They were embodiments of hate. They even hated each other. If there was nobody else to punch and pull the hair of and torture, they would punch and torture each other. They were embodiments of deceit, cruelty, and hatred. But Nityananda Prabhu loved them. He loved them more than a father can love his own children. And in that love, he begged them, take the name of Krishna. And they became so ungrateful and angry, they went to kill him. They chased after him. Nitai and Haridas had to run for their lives. But that did not in any way distract Nityananda Prabhu from his loving mercy upon them. He was plotting and planning how to deliver them. He approached them again. Such compassion. And they actually attempted to kill him. They were in the process of killing him. And even with his body covered with blood from the strike on the head, still Nityananda, with tears of compassion, was pleading with them to just have faith in the holy name and attain eternal happiness. Even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who entered in his mood of justice, came to destroy these blasphemers, to get what they deserved, Nityananda Prabhu begged Lord Chaitanya, pleaded with him from his heart, please, don't hurt them. Let us give them eternal bliss of loving service. That is the power of Lord Nityananda's love. Srila Prabhupada explains that Balaram's name describes Balaram's position. He derives great pleasure in exhibiting spiritual strength. Therefore, we must pray to Lord Balaram for spiritual strength to overcome the obstacles that will come in our devotional life. Because the conditioned soul is very weak and easily affected by Maya. But Lord Balaram's mercy gives us the strength, the integrity by which we can faithfully follow the path of pure devotional service. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram, who has come in this age of Kali to give people what Narottam Das Thakur is explaining, the supreme benediction, the foundational basis by which they can develop their bhakti and enter into the eternal loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Not only is Nityananda Prabhu's mercy to all living beings in the most sinful state, but even the greatest acharyas have taken shelter of Lord Nityananda in order to receive Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Factually, without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, nobody in the world would know the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Niranjan Maharaj explained how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, was ordered by Lord Nityananda to go to Vrindavan. And there he met Raghunath Das Goswami, and from him he received the knowledge to write this book. Vrindavan Das Thakur, in his Chaitanya Bhagavat, explains he was a disciple of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. What he knew of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he learned it all by the mercy of Sri Nityananda. The Lord revealed his lila to Vrindavan Das Thakur and to the whole world by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Rupa Goswami is our Sampradaya Acharya. He and Sanatana Goswami in Ramkeli, they first approached Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur in the middle of the night. After taking shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, he brought them in and gave them the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And Raghunath Das Goswami, who is our Prayojana Acharya, he was not able to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But it was in Panihati Gram that he surrendered to Nityananda Prabhu. On Nityananda Prabhu's order, he arranged the Chiradahi Utsav and pleased all the Vaishnavas. Then Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head and blessed him that very soon he would attain the supreme shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. So what is our position? Lord Nityananda Prabhu is so kind, so merciful. And that mercy extends to everyone and anyone who simply eager to accept it with faith. Thakur Bhaktivinoda explains in his beautiful song that Niranjan Maharaj sang this morning. He's giving the highest treasure. And what is the price? Not our pious activities, not our austerities, not our charity. Simply our faith. Just our willingness, our eagerness to accept. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, when he would sing the beautiful song, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana, looking at the beautiful forms of Gaura Nithai, sometimes he would go into the ecstasy of a trance. What was that trance? A profound understanding and appreciation for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Because in this world, our only hope is causeless mercy. Narottam Das Thakur here explains, we should not be proud of anything. Only an ignorant fool will be proud that I am very spiritually advanced. Why? Because if you think you're spiritually advanced, you're not receptive to mercy. In fact, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they gave their mercy easier to the most wretched sinners than to the big scholars who thought that they were spiritually advanced. In fact, Advaita Prabhu in Mahaprakash Lila, he asked for this prayer. Let all the sinners, let all the degraded people, let them all get your mercy and become perfect and pure in their lives. But to those puffed up people who are so-called renunciates and pundits, they will not accept. So humility is the quality by which we can access mercy. If we are proud by our birth, proud by our learning, proud by our austerities, that pride may impress others and may make us feel very good, but it's crippling our heart from the capacity to receive mercy. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Out of his mercy, even to the proud people, let them just, even in their false pride, just bow down for me as a sannyasi. And then they will become receptive to receive my mercy. After Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas, he went to Jagannath Puri. And one day he mysteriously called Nityananda Prabhu to a secluded place and instructed him that he had taken sannyas to reach to the big, big pundits and renunciates like Prakashananda, Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and others. But as a sannyasi, because of his ideal behavior, there were certain classes of sinful people that were socially unacceptable for him to associate with. So the Lord instructed Nityananda Prabhu to get married so that it would not be socially unacceptable to go anywhere and everywhere to deliver the fallen souls. And he did it. He was avadhut. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught his devotees and to the world. He said, even if Nityananda Prabhu is with a low-class woman, even if Nityananda Prabhu is in a house where they're serving liquor, even if Nityananda Prabhu is doing all these things, you should know that he's worshipable by Brahma, Shiva, and all the devatas and rishis, that his heart is perfect and pure, and he's only there to deliver the fallen souls. Lord Chaitanya told all his devotees to take the pieces of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's copan and wrap it around their heads and worship that copan of Nityananda Prabhu. Then they will never, ever have to suffer the pangs of material existence. They will always enjoy eternal spiritual bliss. The relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda was described so nicely by Devamrita Maharaj. Because Nityananda Prabhu was such a preacher of causeless mercy, therefore, anyone who received the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, anyone who accepted that, immediately became dearmost to Lord Chaitanya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that the essence of all religion is to show compassion to all suffering souls by propagating the chanting of the holy names. Jivedoya Krishna Nama Sarva Dharma Sar. Nityananda Prabhu is the embodiment of this principle. Simply by his glance, he would infuse people with ecstatic love. And how he empowered his associates to do the same. There are so many incredible, wonderful stories describing this inconceivable power of love and mercy. After he left this world, Narottam Das Thakur, one of the great acharyas of our line, he went on a pilgrimage. Narottam Das Thakur went from his home in Khetri to Jagannath Puri. On the way, he met so many great personalities, Narahari Sarakar and Raghunandan Thakur in Shrikhanda, Srinivasacharya, Jajigram. He met Gadadhar Das and Yadunandan at Katwa, Kantaka Nagar. He went to Kardaha, the home of Nityananda Prabhu, and there he met Janava Devi, Vasudha Mataji, Birachandra and Ganga, the two children of Lord Nityananda. And ultimately he went to Sri Kshetra or Puri. On the way back, he decided with great longing in his heart to visit Ekachakra. Ekachakra is a place in the district of Radhadesh where Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the world. This was some years after Nityananda Prabhu had already disappeared from earthly vision on this planet. When Narottam Das Thakur, with such eagerness in his heart, came to the outskirts of Ekachakra, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the disguise of an old Brahmin. And he approached Narottam Das Thakur. He said, "Please tell me, what is your name? Where are you coming from? Why have you come here? And where will you go after you leave here?" So Narottam Das Thakur, seeing this old Brahmin, replied honestly. He said, "My name is Narottam Das. And I am just coming from Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. I'm coming here to Ekachakra because I want to worship the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. I have come here to see the wonderful holy places of Lord Nityananda's pastimes. After leaving this place, I will cross over the river Padma and return to my village, which is named Khetri." The old Brahmin smiled very happily. He said, "I know everything about Ekachakra. I will take you around and show you everything you want to see. Come with me. This is the place where Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this world, the Garbhavas. And these are the places where he played by performing the pastimes of Krishna and his avatars with his friends. This is the place where he delivered a vicious snake. This is the place where Nityananda Prabhu and his father would worship the Supreme Lord. This is the place that the sannyasi, that sannyasi came to eat food. And it was here that that sannyasi begged alms from Hadai Pandit, 'Give me your son to take with me on pilgrimage.' It was this road, right here, that that sannyasi took Nityananda Prabhu out of Ekachakra from. It was this road that all the residents of Ekachakra went running after to somehow or other find him and bring him back, but they could not find him. This is the place that Padmavati, in separation from Nitai, fell unconscious. This is the place that Hadai Pandit somehow or other tried to console her, but it was not possible. And it is here, here near this tree, that Hadai Pandit and Padmavati burned in the fever of ecstatic separation, unable to, unable to sustain their lives. Then the old Brahmin explained to Narottam Das that the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu are unlimited. Do not think that these pastimes have taken place in the past. Ekachakra is a very holy place. Here in Ekachakra, these pastimes of Nityananda are eternally being enacted. And only those who are most fortunate can see them through the faith of their heart and with their spiritually purified vision. Then the old Brahmin vanished. Narottam Das Thakur became so lovingly attached to this old Brahmin. He couldn't bear separation. Where did he go? He just vanished. He just disappeared. Narottam Das began to cry profuse tears in separation from this devotee who revealed the nectar of Ekachakra to him. In fact, the fire was blazing so hot in separation that Narottam Das Thakur was about to leave his body in separation from this Brahmin. He didn't even know who he was. The Lord reciprocates with the heart of the devotee. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya and the six Goswamis taught that when we cultivate these deep feelings of separation from Krishna, then Krishna, he cannot resist from manifesting himself within our heart. So when Narottam Das Thakur was about to leave his body, the old Brahmin miraculously just appeared before him. And Narottam Das Thakur was so very, very happy to see him again. Should I continue?
No!
That old Brahmin, right before the eyes of Narottam Das Thakur, transformed into the beautiful, mighty form of Sri Balaram. He had the complexion of a spring cloud, beautiful lotus-like eyes. He was wearing a blue turban, blue chador, blue dhoti, beautiful flower garland around his neck. In one hand he held the club, and in another hand, over his shoulder, he held his plow. Seeing the form of Balaramji, Narottam Das Thakur was stunned in ecstatic love. And then the form of Balaram manifested into the supreme object of Narottam Das Thakur's love, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Nitai stood before Narottam Das Thakur and glanced upon him with such love and affection. Then Nityananda Prabhu spoke. He said to Srila Narottam Das Thakur that of all devotees, you are my favorite. I grant you the blessing that all of your desires will be fulfilled. After bestowing unlimited love upon Narottam Das Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu disappeared. Narottam Das Thakur stood there, stunned, unable to move or speak for hours and hours and hours in ecstasy. He remained in Ekachakra throughout that day. And then the next day, understanding what blessings he had received, he left for Kethari Gram. Previously, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his prem in the Padma River and told Nityananda Prabhu, bring Narottam here to receive it. Narottam Das Thakur transformed the hearts of millions and millions and millions of people after this incident. Yes, by the blessing of Nityananda Prabhu, all his desires were fulfilled. He established such beautiful Sankirtan and charmed the hearts of even the greatest dacoits, Chandra Rai. He was even more evil than Jagayan Madhai. But Narottam Das Thakur, by his compassion, went right to his house and gave him Krishna Prema. By the power of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur, when he is singing this beautiful song, it is not just some theoretical poetry. It was with personal experience and full realization. Narottam Das Thakur was a resident of Vrindavan, disciple of Lokanath Goswami, dear student of Jiva Goswami. He manifested the highest ecstasies of love. Within his heart, in his manasa seva, he was actually, naturally, spontaneously living in the mood of a gopi as the maidservant of the servant of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. This was his spiritual disposition. Here he is explaining to us his own realization. Do not think that this is just some fanciful words. It is the highest truth, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, with great emphasis. Unless one receives the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, it is very, very difficult to approach Vrindavan. Unless one gains the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, it is not possible to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our qualification is that we're humble, that we realize that we're fallen, that we're worthless. And with faith in Lord Nityananda's love, we open our hearts with eagerness to receive his mercy. That is what Nityananda's appearance day is about. To sincerely, earnestly, and honestly pray for the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. If our prayers are sincere, Nityananda Prabhu will deliver us. Nityananda Prabhu is the original guru. Although he is God himself, he is playing the role of the servant of the Lord. And what is the greatest service to the Lord? In this world, it is to show compassion to those who are suffering by giving them Krishna Prema. Therefore, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, was so eager to preach this message to everyone and anyone without discrimination. We have heard from Shamsundar Prabhu about the magnanimous, forgiving mercy of Prabhupada. Like Nityananda Prabhu, who forgave Jagai and Madhai and gave them Krishna Prem, Srila Prabhupada was willing to forgive any offense, any sins for all of our previous births. If we were simply willing to rectify our behavior, live a proper life, and with faith chant the holy names in the association of devotees. Chandramali Swami Maharaj described this morning. Devotees asked Prabhupada, what is our qualification to receive your mercy? Prabhupada said, you have no qualifications. My mercy made your qualifications. And what is that mercy? It is the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who has come to give us eternal spiritual bliss in Krishna Prema. Srila Prabhupada was such an illustrious, unparalleled embodiment of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's spirit of causeless mercy. So on this day, let us sincerely pray from our hearts with great humility for that eagerness and faith to receive Lord Nityananda Prabhu's most sweet, benevolent love through Srila Prabhupada and through the Vaishnavas' kindness. I thank you very much. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. We will have Arti. What makes Lord Nityananda Prabhu most happy is when he sees his devotee chanting the holy names very loudly from their hearts with great sincerity and dancing. And he's also very happy when he sees devotees taking prasad, as Devamrita Maharaj has explained. Kevala Ananda Kanda, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have given such a wonderful way to achieve the ultimate perfection. Simply joyful, chanting, dancing, and feasting. Just take the holy name with sincerity. Take the holy name with humility. Live a proper moral life of servitude in the association of devotees. That's all. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy coming through Guru will bring us back to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in the eternal abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Never before in all of the history of all the universes was such accommodating love and mercy bestowed upon the people of this world. So let us celebrate our good fortune in receiving Lord Nityananda's mercy through the loving sacrifice of Srila Prabhupada by blissfully chanting. Let this be the most blissful kirtan in the history of Radha Gopinath Temple. Sing loudly. We still have 1 hour and 10 minutes before the curfew. So sing very loudly, so that even Bubblenath on the hill begins to dance ecstatically. And Mahalakshmi down the block, so that she becomes so thrilled that she begins to dance ecstatically. And even Mumba Devi, this direction, let her be so pleased that she blesses the whole Bombay to dance in ecstatic love. Mumbai, I'm sorry, Mumbai. So let us chant very, very loudly and dance very blissfully for the pleasure of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And by giving pleasure to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he will give the ultimate pleasure to our hearts, the pleasure of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Radha Gopinath. I thank you very much. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.